This recording,
Sweden
7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, though, it was a fair price for a cure. In Sweden, we love the summer because for some part of the year, it's very dark in Sweden. Sweden is situated in the northern hemisphere, so the tilting of the earth axle is important for the weather in Sweden. So up in the north of Sweden, in December, for instance, in Kiruna, the sun never rises, it's night all day long. And the other way around, in the summer, like from June to July, the sun never sets, you have the midnight sun. And from the southern part where I come from, we have not that extreme, but in the summer we have very long day, like daylight for like 17 hours. And in the winter, the opposite, of course, the sun may rise at 8:30 and sets about 3 o'clock. So, and I think the weather had made an impact on the Swedish character. And in the summer, we adore the summer, of course, because we have light and we can be outdoor. The weather is quite nice, and we celebrate midsummer. I think that's the main Swedish festive date. How do you say celebration? It's around 20th of June, and we start in the morning by raising the pool. We make like this big giant pool with flowers and leaves, and then we dance around this pool, and there's a band playing, and we are dancing silly dance and singing. And for lunch, we usually have herring and schnapps and beer. And then in the afternoon or late at night, we usually have a barbecue. And then you can do some dancing until the early morning.
Det är lite som Astrid Lindgrens Pippi Långstrump i hennes Villa Villekulla. Jag ska göra världen som jag vill att den ska vara.